Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, November 8th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We've prepared this message and we share them each weekday morning. And we desire once again today to encourage. Their ministry's called Daily Encouragement Net. Today's message is titled Thoroughly Tested Promises. Listen to this wonderful scripture verse from Psalm 119, verse 140.
Your promises have been thoroughly tested, and your servant loves them.
An aspect of this ministry that warms our hearts is to hear from readers all over the world, particularly when we receive notes from believers in countries where there is persecution and oppression. A believer wrote to us from a closed country and shared that the encouragement messages are, quoting him, roaming around in this very strict country as far as religion is concerned, end quote. Now that's a neat source of ministry fulfillment. If I were to name the country, many of you would recognize it as being among the most oppressive on earth.
What a joy it is to share this message of hope with such a fellow believer this day, and hopefully it will do some roaming to encourage others as well. The daily verse is indeed packed with encouragement.
Well, Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible. Many of you knew that. And virtually every verse extols some aspect of God's Word. In fact, I recall, I believe it's all but one or two use some type of synonym for God's Word in it. The psalmist David seems to be in a crescendo of deep appreciation for God's Word. And yet the Bible he had would have been essentially only the first five books of our present Bible, perhaps along with some of the historical books, which are hardly among our favorite sources of promises.
Your promises have been thoroughly tested. Dr. Herbert Lockyer's book titled...
Lockyer's.
Titled All the Promises in the Bible lists over 8,000 promises. These promises are definite, explicit declarations God has made that we can rely on. His promises are thoroughly tested. The actual Hebrew words convey a poker constantly in the fire in the refining process of gold. The Amplified Bible states, tried and well refined.
Consider how these promises that David reckoned as thoroughly tested have now been around an additional 3,000 years. And now we have the entire Bible as a source of revelation from God, and a great mind from which to glean his promises. Late in the New Testament, Peter writes of God's, quote, exceeding great and precious promises, end quote. That's in 2 Peter 1, verse 4. We certainly are blessed, aren't we?
Well, the psalmist continues by expressing his attitude toward God's promises. He says this, your servant loves them. Well, believing friend, you can depend on God's promises regardless of the seeming hopelessness of your present situation. His promises have been thoroughly attested again and again. May God give each of us a great love for them and increase our faith as we see them fulfilled in our present age. It will help us to hold out for the promises not yet fulfilled.
Bible teacher James Montgomery Boyce is noted, and I quote him here, the God of the Bible is not weak. He is strong. He is almighty. Nothing happens without his permission or apart from his purposes, even evil. Nothing disturbs or puzzles him. His purposes are always accomplished. Therefore, those who know him rightly act with boldness, assured that God is with them to accomplish his own desirable purposes in their lives. Friend of God, may his purposes be accomplished in your life as you hold on to his thoroughly tested promises.
Let's pray. Father, help us to meditate upon your promises so that our faith is increased and our hope is renewed. When obstacles cloud our view that discourage or sway our trust in you, knowing your thoroughly tested promises helps us to look beyond the natural and trust you for the supernatural. Amen.
I was considering the promises of God, a sermon I preached this last Sunday. Sometimes I like to check to see if the congregation is paying attention and purposefully, and some would question this ministerial technique, but I always clarify myself, misquoting a verse a bit to see if they caught it. And I quoted a verse that many of us know from the Great Commission where Jesus said, "Lo, I am with you always." And I said, "Lo, I am with you some of the time." And I'm glad to say that the congregation did pick up the misquote and were reminded of the glory of just one more promise that he's with us always. Well, thank you for joining us today. It's a joy to prepare and share. We are sitting right before the computer right now. It's an unusual form of ministry, but we're grateful for the feedback we do receive to people that appear to find these messages valuable. And again, we do pray that it will roam all over, and especially in those dark, oppressive type countries where our believing brothers and sisters are being persecuted. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. There is a photo on the site today, a beautiful farm stand photo in eastern Lancaster County, taken at this time of year. It was actually taken last year, but it bears repeating. Also have that book up we referred to by Dr. Herbert Lockyer on the promises of God. If you care to read more about it or even order the book, the link will take you to CBD, a Christian book distributor that you can order online. A number of songs up today that we feel reinforces the message of promises. One I couldn't find that I would have liked to is the old classic hymn, Standing on the Promises. And so often the older type hymns are just not up on the web as audio files, or if they are, frankly, they're just not produced very well. But there are a number of songs that we feel does reinforce the message musically today. Finally today, this coming Sunday is a international day of prayer for the persecuted church. Today's message relates to that with our opening illustration. And we do have a couple of links up today if you'd like to learn more about that particular day. And remember to pray for those that are being persecuted. Have a blessed day today. Continue to be encouraged by God's promises that are indeed thoroughly tested.